So, on this most auspicious day of Sunday, 21st of August 2016, for the pleasure of all assembled devotees and by the mercy of His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, we are continuing reading the chapter Killing of Demon Putana, Canto 10, Shloka number 4. And for the devotees, as always, good news. One more demon has been killed. But it was 5,000 years ago. What about now? Now the situation is a little bit more complicated because from time to time we figure out having a demon inside and the form of some qualities, demoniac qualities. So it is said that in Kali Yuga, the demoniac qualities infest your character, and, well, you have to declare a Kurukshetra battle inside you and have to win through devotional activities. So today is shloka about how illusory energy can disguise itself in a very beautiful, nice form. How atheism or demoniac qualities can be presented in a very attractive way. So today is shloka number 4, translation and purport of His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Once upon a time, Putana Rakshasi, who could move according to her desire and was wandering in outer space, converted herself by mystic power into a very beautiful woman and thus entered Gokul, the abode of Nanda Maharaj. Purport. The Rakshasis learn mystic powers by which they can travel in outer space without machines. In some parts of India, there are still such mystical witches who can sit on a stick and use it to fly from one place to another in a very short time. This art was known to Putana as well. Assuming the feature of a very beautiful woman, she entered Nanda Maharaja's abode, Gokul. Homagyan timirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshuran militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamahyam dadati svapadantikam vancha kalpaturubhyascha kripa sindubhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrindaki. So, Dear Vaishnavas, just see, Putana. Yes, Srila Prabhupada says, from the quality of witches. I think, is it some deep tradition of witches in Britain? British devotees, can you confirm? Yeah. I think so. That, you know, in this part of the world, and I am coming from North East Europe, is also the witches are like a big part of a folk fairy tales and stories, and, you know, they have their own space, their own pastimes. So we see that Putana was one of them, and actually she got this body because of being envious and angry of Krishna. soul. Actually, every conditioned soul ends up in a material world, in the material existence, because of being envious of God. Or, in other words, trying to become God. Why he is the only one? I want it too. Let me try. Krishna says, okay, there is some world for you, material world, you can go and try. Try to become supreme. You can try. So then we see in this material world there are 8,400,000 different distorted consciousness conditioned souls who try their way. Even the microbe, even the most primitive living entity, he also tries to establish himself. Even the most primitive living entity with a such deep conditioned consciousness still tries hard to establish himself in the material world as a enjoyer and controller. So Srila Prabhupada, in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, he ends up it with the 20th shloka mentioning in the purport two weaknesses of the heart. Yes? Desire to enjoy and then become a slave of your desire. How? You get attached to that. So you want to enjoy and you think obtaining this, obtaining that will grant me satisfaction. But you end up being deeply attached to it. Like Putana, you know, we see those witches. They develop, they learn the art of flying in the sky. Oh, and they think, wow, now I am uncatchable. And another thing, I can be at any moment wherever I want. So because being of envious of and angry on Vamanadev, initially of whom she was excited very much, she thought, oh, how wonderful it would be to have such a boy as my son. Care, pet him. But ultimately, when she lost her all material benefits because Bali Maharaj, her brother, was, you know, at one moment, this is situation in material world. At one moment, you may be emperor of all the three worlds. All three worlds, not the planet. Heavenly planets, earthly, and lower planetary system, which, according to description in the fifth canto of Bhagavatam, may to someone look really attractive. Those really technologically developed lower planetary systems. There are. It's not only hell there. There are very nicely, extremely technologically developed lower planetary systems. And he was the lord of all of them. And next moment he is nobody. Nobody. So same thing when Kamsa was killed, all his followers just attacked Krishna. When Hiranyakashipu was killed, all his followers get, you know, upset. Oh, we lost our, you know, benefits. They all attacked Lord Nrisingadev. So same thing when Putana lost her. Actually, not Putana, but Ratnamala, Bali's sister, lost her situation. Although she didn't had to suffer, Bali was meant to suffer. But you know, she lost immediately, right away. What? All her comfort, all her benefits, all the glory, everything. You know, if your brother is in the prison, and he was a kind of king, emperor, and next moment he's in the prison, you as a relative, you end up what? With nothing, with a shame, big shame. And of course, being demoniac, demon way educated, you know, envious and angry. So because of that, she had to end up being a putana. Terrible, terrible witch. And Srila Prabhupada writes further that those witches, they live on the blood of babies. Shishi Radha Gokulanandaki, Shishi Sitaram Lakshman Hanumanji ki, Shishi Gauranitai ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. But, if you once saw Krishna and got excited of him, putana end up in Bhagavatam pages. She was worth mentioning, telling, and glorified. And on this particular shloka, she's mentioned, her name is mentioned 2 times. How many times in Bhagavatam is mentioned our names? Oops. Not a single time. Putana, being a witch of the highest caliber, you know, she's not even mentioned, she's glorified. Actually, devotees are mentioned in Bhagavatam. Yes. If you are serious, sincere, pure-hearted devotees, you are mentioned. You are glorified again and again. Same in Gita. But we have to be serious, sincere, and pure motivated. Then we end up also in the pages of scriptures. So we see that Putana, she was living on the blood of the babies. So, of course, she is not welcomed anywhere. But to achieve her purposes, you have to be, you know, what? Wicked or, you know, smart. Oh, smart. Yes, nowadays, smart is the word. Smart. So she was top smart. She didn't need even actually the smartphone. Yes, she was smart by herself. So smart that she could fly. Yeah, but because if you do those things, at some point you have to flee. And in order to flee, those years, I believe, there were no, what, Ferraris, Lamborghinis, whatever else, Hondas, Yamahas, they were not. So, but they were really, really advanced. They could use a stick, broomstick, yeah? Usually broomstick, yeah? Witches fly on a broomstick, they just, and bye-bye, you'll not catch it. Even police helicopter will not catch her. So no, if you do such bad things, you have to have some reliable transport to flee instantly, disappear. Yeah. So, there are a few things I thought sharing with you. One thing is that just a few days ago, we celebrated Balaram's Appearance Day. And I just thought, you know, another guy, Duryodhan, how he managed to be a friend and practically take Balaram as his guru. Huh? Very strange, isn't it? Such a terrible guy. And Balaram is not a naive person. The one who couldn't figure out who is demon and who is not. He's not that type of person. So actually, why did Balaram give so much favor to the demoniac Duryodhan? Plus, Krishna is just on the opposite side with the Pandavas. Devoted, pious Pandavas. Why does seemingly, Balaram was opposing Krishna? So Duryodhan, actually he was, we can't call him Krishna's devotee. Although we know that Kamsa, he was kind of Krishna's devotee, huh? In a negative way. So you cannot call him a devotee. But he was devoted to Manmana, Baba Mad Bhakto, not Bhakto, Asura. Always thinking of Krishna in a fear and anger. So from his childhood, Duryodhan, he hated Krishna, Krishna's pure devotees, the Pandavas, and tried in various ways to kill them. Well, in the kingly world, you know, the enviousness is there. So, you know, if someone is a competitor for you, they solve the problem simply. Kill him. When Yudhishthira asked Krishna to go to Hastinapur to deliver a peace message on behalf of the Pandavas, Duryodhan grossly disrespected Krishna and even tried to capture him. In spite of all these offenses to both Krishna and his pure devotees, Duryodhan is famous as a great disciple of Balaram. So, just few points to consider. Balaram stayed for several years in Mithila just to give association to Duryodhan and trained him in the art of fighting with a club. Next consideration, Balaram wanted to give his sister Subhadra in marriage to Duryodhan. Another intrigue. Then Duryodhan considered Balaram the Supreme Lord and he addressed him as Bhagavan. And it's mentioned in Garga Samhita. It was Duryodhan who asked the sage Pradvipak Muni to inform him about Balaram's rasa dance and vraj, as well as various prayers and procedures for worshipping Baladev and Balaram's 1,000 names. It's also in Garga Samhita. Another consideration is that one of Balaram's names is Duryodhan Guru, the guru of Duryodhan. And Balaram went to Kurukshetra to stop the fighting between Bhimasen and Duryodhan. And when he saw that it was Krishna's will that they fight, he left as he had so much affection to both Bhima and Duryodhan that it was too painful for him to see them fighting. And when Bhim killed Duryodhan, Balaram was furious. And he left. So how do we reconcile the fact that Duryodhan was very dear to Balaram? There may be some answers to this question, but we have to conclude that although Duryodhan looked like he was very close, ultimately his attitude was not to please Balaram. So you can see a Asuric type of surrender, always to have benefit out of this. So also, if we accept some spiritual master, we take initiation from him, and we expect some benefits from him, well, we are from Duryodhan's party. Because the mood of a disciple is pariprashnena sevaya, sevaya, serving. So we have to be, you know, very, very careful and very attentive. What's our real motivation is. You remember that once Srila Prabhupada was approached in some trip in the train in India by two Indian, seemingly pious people who asked, please bless us. And Srila Prabhupada's reply was, I bless you. To lose everything, renounce this life and become sadhus. This is not what people want. They want, you know, material benefits. Give me wife, give me house, give me new car, Jai Jagadisha Hari. I'm ready to do some austerities, but I need some benefits. So this is Duryodhan's mentality. So, from that we can learn quite a few lessons. First of all, It's not always easy to see who is really close to the Guru by the apara vichar, or apparent consideration. It appeared that both Banasura and Ravan pleased Mahadev Shiva and got his mercy. But our acharyas have described that they only got a sakapata kripa, or mercy with the cheating. They got some wealth, some fame, position, but they didn't got nishkapata kripa, mercy without cheating, or Krishna prem. They didn't. So in the same way, although it apparently looked like Duryodhan was close to Lord Balaram, internally he was far away from the Lord. Why? Because he was expecting, you know, he was like diplomatic politician, always having like parties, team, you know, to oppose the Pandavas. Secondly, although Duryodhan had some faith in Balaram, he didn't have faith in Krishna and Pandavas. So in the same way, sometimes disciple may be full of enthusiasm of his guru, but may neglect or offend other Vaishnavas. What does it mean? Kanishta. So, like Duryodhan, some disciples may express devotion to their guru, but they may not be interested in worshipping Krishna or chanting Krishna Nam. So although it may appear that such devotees are very close to their guru, they may even get some big position, they do not get the same quality of mercy that a surrendered disciple receives, like Srila Prabhupada is a perfect example. He was a grihastha, and he was even, you know, neglected or criticized as being grihastha disciple. But, it's a question of surrender. So, and the third lesson we can learn from the relationship between Balaram and Duryodhan, we have to understand Duryodhan's identity. The Garga Samhita describes him as Amsha, a partial expansion of Kali. Oops. Duryodhana Kaler Amsho, it is said. Duryodhana Kaler Amsho. So although externally he looked like a big follower of his guru, in actuality, Duryodhan was a servant and follower of Kali, and not his guru, Lord Balaram. He had his own separate agenda from the Lord, an agenda that ultimately caused pain and death of millions of persons. Was that the plan of Lord Balaram? No, not close to that. So sometimes we see how disciples give so much pain to their spiritual master. It is one saying, in the relationship between guru and disciple, there are two things involved. Mercy and trouble. The disciple gets mercy, and guru gets headache. Yeah. So, you know, if the disciple has his own motives and looks for benefit, you know, he's a headache. So regarding such duplicity, Thakur Bhaktivinoda states in his Baul Sangita, it eoto eka kalir chela mata nedaka pipara tilak nake galaimala. Here is a disciple of Kali Yuga. He has a shaved head, wear kopins, marks his forehead with tilak, and keeps tulasi beads around his neck. But, to really have association with your guru, you have to give up ulterior motives and false displays of devotion, and must genuinely surrender. So it is said that in our association with younger, more senior, and like same level, equals, yeah? 60% we have to associate with equals, because we can't pretend being somebody else. You know, friend knows the friend, as he is, friend as it is. Yeah? Friend as he is. And you can't pretend being overly devoted or humble. Or, you know, he knows who you are. In the presence of your spiritual master, you may play a role of being lower than the grass. Yes. More silent than the water. But you know, with your friends, you can't play that. They know you. With the youngsters, you may also pretend being a big scholar. And they don't know you. They may think, oh, he gives such a nice class. Wow, he's really Shastrik, Trivedi. But actually, you just cite few shlokas and everyone is mesmerized. You know, because, you know, they don't know even one shloka. And you know one shloka. You may look really knowledgeable. But with your friends, no. So therefore, it is said that you have to give up ulterior motives. We are only pretending that we have done Atmanivedana, that we have surrendered. But we have really not really surrendered. We have only been pretending. And we continue to act artificially. And this way, we can't really approach Guru, Sadhu or Vaishnava. We cannot get their mercy at all, and therefore we cannot see their real form. We will be cheated, and we will get all its external things. So if you come approach Guru with the idea, ulterior motive, get benefited materially, you will. But you will miss the point. No prem. Yes? No Krishna prem. No nishkapata krip. No mercy without cheating. You cheat, you will be cheated. Yes. So we see that. Srila Prabhupada, with great difficulty, he says, with great difficulty, I got out of my country. Yes, just remember, going back to the pastimes of Srila Prabhupada, leaving Bharatvarsha. And with great difficulty, I got out of the country. Some way or other, by Krishna's grace, I got out so I could spread Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. At such an age, who has such a motive? And such an age to conquer the world by spiritual consciousness. You know, Senapati Bhakta, he's real general of the all Vaishnavas throughout the world. So he says, Srila Prabhupada says, I got out of my country to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. Otherwise, I remain in India. But that would be not possible to do. I wanted to start a movement in India, but I was not at all encouraged. Rather opposite. Nobody took him seriously. So the black cargo ship, small and weathered, was moored at dockside and a gangway leading from the dock to the ship deck. Indian merchant sailors curiously eyed the elderly saffron-dressed sadhu Prabhupada as he spoke last words to his companions and then left them and walked determinedly toward the boat. For thousands of years, Krishna Bhakti had been known only in India, not outside, except in twisted, faithless reports by foreigners. And the only Swamis to have reached America had been non-devotees, Mayavadi impersonalists. But now, Krishna was sending Bhaktivedanta Swami as his emissary. Yes. So this is the lessons to learn. This is the lessons to learn that initially we may be attracted to Krishna, but are we really eager and are we really surrendering? Because we see that even Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's all attractive. So that means demons, wicked persons, you know, all type of people and living entities get attracted. But are they really surrendering? Because Srila Prabhupada and Bhagavatam says that in Kali Yuga, people create their own religions. I think there are statistics that every year in the world or US, there are like 1,000 new religions coming up. You know, everyone thinks I can start my own teaching. And there is a statistics. And after 1 or 2 years, maybe 2% survive. And in 2, 3, 4 years, well, maybe nobody survives. But we know from Bhagavad Gita that Krishna says, this is me who establishes the principles of religion. And when they come decline, I come back to reestablish the principles of religion. So this is the demoniac plan. You get attracted to God and you think, oh, I can do that myself as well. I know there was one devotee who got initiated from his spiritual master. He figured out how things work and he immediately started his own so-called sampradaya. And he was a Sankirtan devotee. But you know, he had this anartha, become a guru, you know, be worshipped, glorified, and like that. So immediately. So for some time, he created quite some disturbance in the association of devotees of one particular yatra. But after some time, you know, it just became obvious about his plans, and now he is what? Nobody. So same thing, like Putana is the very, very obvious example. In previous life, become attracted to Krishna, but because, you know, ulterior motive or being angry with the Lord, he took all material benefits. So Srila Prabhupada says, first of all, Krishna takes away from you everything. But then he gives you all the world back. If you pass the test, and the test means unconditional surrender. My Lord, Lord Chaitanya prays, you can embrace me or you can reject me. Still you are my most beloved Lord. So you can treat me as you like. But I am your servant, servant of the servant. But Putana, in previous life, she was treated. Actually, her brother was treated. And the brother was not upset. Bali Maharaj was okay with that. He knew where he is going. He actually expected and presumed how he will end up. But sister, well, she couldn't take it. She couldn't digest that. But still, when you are in contact with Krishna, ultimately everything will work out in the best way. So as long as you hear and know Krishna. So we see that same thing like in the story of Ajamil. It's also one very, very interesting shloka which Ajamil pronounces after getting darshan of Yamadutas and ultimately Vishnudutas. Yes? It's again the shloka which is connected to chanting the holy name, like with the yesterday's shloka which we read. Yes? Wherever people in any position perform their occupational duties of devotional service by chanting and hearing. So Ajamil says, Mamaham iti dehado. Yitva mityarta dhirmatim dhasi mano bhagavati shuddham tat kirtanadibhi kirtanadibhi. He says, I, simply because chanting the holy name of the Lord in association of devotees, my heart is now becoming purified. What's the result of a purified heart? Determination. Ajamil says, therefore, I shall not fall victim again of the false lures of material sense gratification, which he felt. He was born as a Brahmana, yes? Paka Brahmana, trained and... But because of bad association, he just degraded. So Lord Chaitanya, same thing, he declares. He says, I will kill my own son if he is disturbance for my devotees. And he, what he meant? Narakasura, the son of Lord Varaha and Bhumidevi. Yes, Naraka, the son of God. Who by bad association of Vena degraded badly and started disturbing, terrorizing devotees. Lord came to kill his own son. So we see that Ajamil also by bad association, he degraded himself terribly, unimaginably. But now he says, after chanting the holy name and the association of devotees, what does it mean? Kirtan. Kirtan, it means kirtan. My heart got purified and now I will not fall victim of the false lures of sense gratification. He continues, now that I have become fixed in the absolute truth, what it means? I know that nothing is better than chanting the holy name of the Lord because it saved me life. Henceforward, I shall not identify myself with the body. And this is not words, this is realization. He is not pronouncing, and he is not broadcasting information. No, he is sharing vigyan. Because he went through terrible experience having association of Yamadutas. And he says, I shall give up false conceptions of I and mine and fix my mind on the lotus feet of Lord Krishna by chanting his holy names. So do we need really go through in our lives bitter experience, heavy, hard experience of loss, diseases, I don't know, disasters? Do we have to go through? Really not. If you are considerate devotee following your sadhana. Because by traveling throughout the world, a lot of people approach you and come and they say, oh, for so many years I was looking for God, but I was not serious. But when my house burnt, when my son died, when I got into the car accident, when I, it's like huge variety of different troubles in life person has to go through so that ultimately take to Krishna consciousness with open heart. Before, no, he thinks I am established well enough in this world. God, well, it's okay. But I don't need him meantime. It's not right. We needed him any moment. Any moment. Srila Prabhupada ki, Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. So simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Same thing Yamaraj tells to his servants. He says, one is easily relieved from all sinful reactions just by chanting the holy name of the Lord and chanting his qualities and activities. So by chanting the holy name, you are glorifying the qualities and activities of the Lord. Yes. Maybe some question.